Good afternoon and welcome back to the Harbor of Hope. I am your host, Larissa Lytle, and I am so happy and so pleased that you are here joining me here on this Tuesday afternoon in July. It's a gorgeous time to be alive. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful life. And like I said, I'm just so grateful that you're joining me here today. So here today, on episode, I believe it's number 12 of season 2, we're going to be talking about using your voice and what that all means. What does that all encompass? And using your voice, well, I mean, that could be a lot of things. That could be either in speaking, it could be in singing, it could be in teaching or reading. And I think it's really important when we use our voices in whatever form we're going to be using them, to encourage people, empower people, give them inspiration, motivation, give them hope. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, I've talked to you out there in podcast land about what I used to do, and I truly do miss it. I miss singing. I miss the fact of standing on a stage and telling a story through song. And it used to, you know, really connect me. It would connect me to my spirit. It would connect me to my mind and my heart. And I was really in, I don't know, in such a beautiful place at that time when I was singing. And I really miss it, actually. And I'd love to get back into it. But, you know, just the times of the way they are. And, of course, I haven't practiced for years and years. Plus, I don't have a choir of, you know, 67 people behind me either. So it kind of makes it a little bit difficult. But, in saying that, it's just, I mean, I can do it whenever. I do it in church, you know, when we're singing along with worship and praise songs. And I'm constantly humming at home and stuff like that. But even through that, even though I'm singing away and, you know, just putting thoughts or feelings to sound and it being, you know, of a musical connotation, I guess, if you want to say it, it provides something. There's a message in it, either it being, like I said, either it being a spiritual message, either it being a hopeful message or a sad message, or even sometimes an angry message. I mean, there are some songs out there, I mean, I don't sing them, but I've heard them, and they're angry, and you're like, oh my gosh, they actually put that to words or to music, you know, it's like, wow. But that's how some people use their voice. So there is singing, but there's also people that say, for instance, if they can't, you know, and I don't want to sound mean or rude or, you know, don't want to offend anybody, but if you can't carry a tune in a bucket, you know, sometimes you just can't sing. So you can use your voice in reading, you know, maybe when you read a story to either your children, or you read a story or a passage to someone and you're sharing something, the way you read it and the way you use your voice and you know, use exclamation points, or how you know the tone of it goes up and down, and you bring that story to life. And either it being a child especially, or even somebody that really needs to hear that message, they really appreciate that, because all of a sudden now they're not just listening to you, they're actually hearing what you have to say. And it'll affect them, either it being, you know, in their heart, in their mind, or, you know, make them happy or make them sad, or even make them sleepy if they're a child, you know, reading them bedtime stories and they feel safe, you know, listening to either their mom or dad or aunt or uncle or, you know, whatever, grandpa, grandma, reading this beautiful bedtime story to them. So you could use your voice by reading. You know, some people, for instance, like, a, you know, doing another thing here is doing a podcast. I mean, you can talk about so many things, which I've noticed, you know, what I'm doing. It to me, it's spreading the message of hope. It's spreading the message of encouragement and empowerment and inspiration. And yeah, there's thousands of topics you can talk about. There's thousands of things that you can say and do. And you know what? It may reach only one person or two people, but it might reach 1,000 or 10,000. You never know. So just go out there and use that voice. That's what God gave it to you for, to use. Use that gift, use that talent, as I spoke about in the previous episodes. So it's important when you do sit back and think, how can I use my voice today? How can I use it? How can I bring inspiration to somebody? How can I get this message across to people? How can I, you know, influence others? Well, like I said, you know, either song, message, talking, speaking, reading. You don't like crowd. Okay, so you don't like reading. Okay, that's fine. Okay, you can't sing. What else can you do? Well, maybe you can write a story, put it down on paper, and give it to somebody that doesn't have a problem with reading or writing, but it's your story. It was written by you. So maybe through that message and through that, narration of that story, people will get your story and they will understand it, and they will, you know, they'll be inspired, or they'll be motivated, or they'll be, encouraged. You know, so you can use your voice in so many ways, and I think it's absolutely essential, especially in times like this when our world is a little bit crazy and upside down, and, you know, people get really offended at certain things. Use that voice. Either, you know, yeah, okay, sometimes maybe you do have to protest, or you do have to say something, or you do have to stand up for your rights, but use your voice. If you are silent, nobody will ever hear it. You'll never get your point across. Silence kills things. It really does. So sometimes you have to speak life into it, and you have to breathe life into it, and you have to say, no, this is what I feel. This is what needs to be said. And like, I'm not, you know, saying that you have to go out there and protest. That's not what I'm saying. But sometimes you just have to say what's important to you, to make people understand that this is something that you hold valuable to you. And maybe somebody really just needs to hear it. So, that was just kind of my thing about that. I'm just going to break for a commercial at this point, and then I'll be back and I'll be finishing off this segment about using your voice. Okay, I'll be right back. Hang on. Don't go away.
On 100% attraction marketing.
Hi, and welcome back. So in earlier, before the commercial, I was talking about using your voice. And in this last part of the segment, I wanted to talk to you about hearing a voice. Sometimes you don't have to necessarily speak. And I know I did say that, yes, it's important to speak, but sometimes it is important to be silent and actually listen, actually hear what somebody else is saying, to empower you, to give you encouragement, to give you that sense of, empowerment, motivation, courage, give you a compliment. Sometimes we push ourselves, and we're always doing, but sometimes it's really essential that we sit back and actually receive. And so in hearing, either it being a friend, a coworker, a teammate, a parent, a grandparent, a friend, it could be, you know, a child, it could be a pastor, a teacher, it could be anybody that is speaking to you. And when they do, listen to what they have to say, because what they do have to say is probably really important. It is probably very crucial. It's probably very essential for you to hear it. And the most important one, I believe, and I kind of left it to the end, is I think it is absolutely, what's the word that I'm trying to think of? An absolute number one thing that you should be listening to from, pardon me, is from the Lord. And, you know, Holy Spirit, Jesus, God Himself, God likes to talk. And when you're quiet enough and when you're silent enough, you will hear Him. Either when you're reading scripture, it'll speak to you. I mean, some people audibly hear Him, which I think is a wonderful thing. I wish I had that ability. However, there is, when I know God is speaking to me, it's a knowing. It's inside my spirit, in my heart. There's no denying. It's a feeling, but it's like a knowing. I know that this is the answer, or this is the confirmation, or this is the reason. And when God speaks to you like that, it's profound. It changes. It changes your life. It changes your trajectory. It changes whatever path you were on at that point, either to go straight, go this way, go that way, stay where you are. He never says to go backwards. Yesterday's gone. It's in the past. You can't change it. But just to know that God is always walking with you, but he's always walked ahead of you. He knows the future. You don't, but He does. So if you lean in Him, or on Him in the sense of, you know, on His word and into the Holy Spirit, and let them guide you, it's actually an amazing journey. And there's all of a sudden you'll wake up and you'll go like, how did I end up here? And yet you'll be so grateful that it did happen and that you are there, because if you went on your own way and your own path, you wouldn't be there. And you would, you know, probably not be doing the things that you should be doing in your life, you know, to, I don't know, to just be happy, to live a life of abundance, to live the life that we were actually made and created to live out. So listen to that, you know, listen to that inner voice, that small, inner, quiet voice. We call it a voice, but it's annoying. Like I said, so you may hear it. You may, you know, Jesus may come to you in your dreams, which is also fabulous. I've never had it happen to me. However, you know, just saying, I mean, God reaches people however He wants to reach people. If He, like I said, uses an audible voice, comes to you in dreams, comes to you through, through people. Sometimes He uses people to speak to you. And you're like, how did you know that? Or how did you, you just confirmed exactly what I've been praying for. Or, oh my gosh, it's been manifested and here it is and you presented it to me. So God is mysterious. He's beautiful and He's wonderful, and He'll use anything or anyone or any means to get the message to you. So using your voice is important, but also hearing a voice is important. And I don't know, I just thought I'd reach out to everybody there out in podcast land and just saying, you know, I miss you, and I love talking to you guys and giving you any kind of hope and inspiration that I can through my experience in life and through my journeys and through my, you know, stories. I hope I can inspire you and encourage you to move forward, have your own journey, but experience it with such grace and beauty and love that you just want to shout it from the rooftops. So I'm glad you had joined me here today, and I just welcome you back anytime. I've got all my recordings on Anchor FM, and you can also go to Spotify and find them there. So I thank you once again for joining me here at the harbor, and you know, be safe, love one another, be kind, be gentle. Love your neighbor, and I will see you again soon. Thank you, and welcome home to the Harbor of Hope.